I have a story today about a little boy named Bobby. Bobby was very, very sick. They had to take him to the hospital. The nurses and the doctors as well felt quite sure that he couldn't live. The only hope was a very, very serious operation, but it seldom worked. And a number of the doctors or students that were training to be doctors were going to watch this serious operation. Bobby was a little bit afraid. Everything and everyone looked so strange. And he said something very strange. He said, "Could anyone pray for me?" Just a little prayer, he said, might help a lot. There was no answer, because none of the doctors or the nurses evidently prayed very much. That's like most people. They don't pray very little. So the little fellow bowed his head, and he prayed to the Lord Jesus to stand close by him and guide the doctor in this operation. You know, I think the Lord heard his prayer too. He says that he hears the prayer of faith. Little Bobby was put to sleep, and the doctor started to perform the operation, and he was amazed at the speed and skill that he was able to work such a difficult operation. The little life hung in the balance for a short time, but then soon the operation was over, and Bobby soon recovered and became a happy, healthy boy again. The object of this story is that God answers prayer. The most wonderful thing of all, He will answer the prayer to save you. He says in Romans chapter 10, verse 13, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Have you ever done that? Have you ever called on the name of the Lord and asked Him to save you? He hears the prayer of anybody when they call for salvation, because He's not willing that anybody should die in their sins, but that all should come to be saved. If you would trust Him and call on Him today, He would save you. The Lord Jesus paid the debt, the price for your sins, and if you will ask Him and trust Him, He'll forgive you and save you today. So trust Him and be saved. Thanks for calling.